yesterday's
news. Hello, and welcome to Old News, the short programme where we have a look at some of today's stories through the eyes of yesterday, because as we all know, there's nothing new under the sun. The steam packet and its boats, the Manxman, the new Manxman, as we know, en route to the Isle of Man via Singapore and Hong Kong, other such exotic places. We also know, of course, it's not the first Manxman by any stretch of the imagination, but that was the title decided on for the new vessel for the 21st century. A quick flip back in the papers, and we see the old new Manxman being launched at Birkenhead. This was in the Examiner on Friday, the 11th of February, 1955. The launch of the new Isle of Man steam packet steamer Manxman took place at Messrs. Camel Laird and Company's shipyard in Birkenhead on Tuesday, in the presence of a large gathering which included the Mayor and Mayoress of Douglas, Councillor and Mrs. R.F. Quayle, and the Mayor and Mayoress of Birkenhead, Alderman and Mrs. H. Platt. The launch ceremony carried out very gracefully, we are told, by Mrs. J.B. Garside, wife of one of the directors of the company. The new vessel had an overall length of 344 feet and four passenger decks, a speed of 21 knots, and it was claimed she could carry 2,360 passengers. The new 2023 Manxman will have a maximum capacity, I believe, of 949. Equally, speed. The old Manxman, the old new Manxman in 1950s, had a speed of 21 knots. The new one, around 19 knots. But of course, it's all about the environment and efficiency these days rather than top speeds. Also, of course, the Manxman in the 1950s was oil burning. This was considered an important feature in a considerable reduction in the time which will be required to get up steam, which will result, we were told in 1955, in an appreciable saving in fuel. A lovely line saying, "Crash, splash, gracefully and competently, Mrs. James B. Garside manipulated the cradle in which reposed the usual bottle of bubbly and sent it crashing against the bow of the new Manxman, and wishing the vessel Godspeed." The new vessel was compared in the article with the company's first ship, the Mona's Isle, built 125 years previously. And Mr. Mather remarked that the latter was of 200 gross tons, and she carried 15 saloon and 17 steerage passengers, did the passage from Liverpool to Douglas in around 8 hours. There's also discussions and remarked on how the new Manxman in 1955, discussions had taken place as to the desirability of the company's vessels being diesel-powered, but the firm had taken the responsibility of advising the directors of the advantages of turbine machinery. It's remarked it would have cost £400,000 to convert the Manx fleet to diesel power, which was uneconomical and unreasonable, we are told. The master of the new ship, the Isle of Man Times tells us, on Friday the 4th of February, the master of the Manxman, the steam packet company's sixth now post-war vessel, being launched at Messrs. Camel Laird's, will be Captain P. J. Brideson, one of the senior and best-known skippers in the company. He joined the company as an AB in September 1913 and was appointed second officer in the Fenella in June 1920, served in the Navy in the First World War, and was made chief officer in 1929 and master in 1934. And in the Examiner, of an article of July the 15th, 1949, we hear how the 45-year-old Isle of Man steam packet company's vessel, Manxman, was being broken up. Her sailing days are over. The Manxman to be broken up. She'd been lying in barrow since February the 28th of 1949, when she was released from government service and had been sold to the British Steel Corporation for breaking up purposes. She was one of the first cross-channel turbine steamers built by Barrow for the Midland Railway Company in 1904, the old Manxman, and most of her early service spent on the company's Heysham-Douglas route. I tell you, there's nothing new under the sun, is there? She served as a seaplane carrier, of course, during the First War, and in 1920, when she was the property of the Admiralty, she was purchased by the steam packet company. Let's hope the new Manxman is as loyal a servant to the Isle of Man steam packet as its predecessors. It's all old news. Cheerio.
You're gonna be yesterday's news.